Shalom, brothers and sisters. God bless you. This is the last day of our sharing for this week. I appreciate every one of you. Thank you for your comments and your encouragement. May God bless you all. I use this opportunity to thank our brother, Bro Andrew Peary, and the other brethren in Zambia for giving us this privilege and this opportunity to share together. May the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus. Beloved brothers and sisters, listening from different locations through this platform, I greet you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though we may be separated by distance, we are united by one spirit and one calling. We are not just scattered individuals. We are one body, and every true body, every true nation, every true community has a culture. As Elias said, culture is the shared pattern of life that defines a people, how they speak, how they dress, how they worship, how they eat, how they marry, and how they conduct themselves in society. When we give our lives to Christ, we did not only receive forgiveness of sins, we equally entered into a kingdom. Philippians, the epistle to the Philippians chapter 3, verse 2 reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven. If our citizenship is in heaven, then our culture must reflect heaven. Today, being the last day for the daily devotion for this week, we will reflect on the culture of a Christian community. We are considering language, dressing, music and dance, food, marriage customs, and social norms and values. Amen. This is not about external control. It is all about internal transformation that produces visible difference. Let us begin with language. Brethren, words are powerful. Words shape relationship. Words define atmosphere. The culture of a Christian community is characterized by gracious speech. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt." Grace-filled speech heals. Salted speech preserves purity and prevents corruption. And that's why we are admonished that we should ensure that our speech is always with grace, seasoned with salt. At the same time, in the same Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, we are commanded not to allow corrupt communication to proceed from our mouth. It says, but only what builds other up. That is, whatever is coming out of our mouth, it should be for edification of the hearers. In a Christian community, there is no room for gossip, slander, abusive talk, vulgar expressions, lying, destructive criticism. We do not tear one another down. We are supposed to build one another up. I want to even remind us, brethren, that even in online spaces, you know, many of us, we are engaged in online platforms, in our comments, our chats, our voice notes, our posts, all these things. Our speech must reflect our identity in Christ. The world may normalize insults and maybe things like verbal aggression, but the culture of Christ should be able to normalize grace and truth. When people listen to believers' speech, they should sense purity, wisdom, and even kindness. Remember, language is a strong indicator of the kingdom culture. Amen. So, brethren, as community of believers, let us mind our language. Let us mind our language. Secondly, we shall consider dressing, especially modesty and decency. We can read from the first epistle to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 9. That scripture instructs believers to adorn themselves in model apparel with sobriety and self-control. Brethren, modesty reflects reverence. Modesty also acknowledges that the body belongs to God. So if you know that your body belongs to God, you should be able to reflect even Christ through the way you dress. In the first Peter chapter 3, if we are reminded that true beauty is not merely outward adornment, but the hidden person of the heart with a gentle and quiet spirit. The culture of a Christian community does not celebrate things like vanity, exposure, or a kind of attention-seeking fashion, way of dressing that is causing an unnecessary attraction, exposing parts of the body that are not to be exposed. No. It is not the culture of Christians. In the Christian community, we celebrate dignity, humility, and purity through the way we dress. Though this does not mean believers cannot wear cultural attire or look presentable. Rather, everything must align with decency. Our dressing must not provoke lust or glorify pride. No, it must reflect holiness. Outward appearance should testify to inward transformation. Hallelujah. So, we can see from the few scriptures we are looking at that in a Christian community, we have a culture, which means that our dressing should be modest and decent. May God bless us in the name of Jesus. The third thing there, let us consider music and dance. Music and dance. I would like to read from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. It reads, "Say, and be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. So these scriptures tells us to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and their spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. Amen. Also, Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 encourages us to teach and admonish one another through spiritual songs. Also, another scripture, James chapter 5 verse 13 says, "Is any merry? Let him sing psalms." So, in the culture of a Christian community, music is not for entertainment. Please take note of that. It is for edification. Now today, what we see in most places of worship is entertainment. Worship is not performance centered. It's not performance centered. It should be God centered. We do not gather to be entertained. We gather to be transformed. Songs must carry truth. They must instruct the heart. They must exalt Christ. Also, dance, when expressed, must reflect joy in the Lord, not sensuality or worldliness. The focus must remain spiritual. When worship becomes entertainment, man becomes the center. But in Christian culture, God remains the focus. Music must build faith, not stimulating fleshly desires. Amen. So we can see that the issue of music and dance is part of our culture, but there is a way a Christian is supposed to go about things like that. Let us now consider food. No, when we are talking about food in this aspect of our culture, we must look at it beyond physical, maybe considering both spiritual and physical, because Jesus said in John chapter 4 verse 32, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. He was actually speaking of doing the will of God as spiritual nourishment. Likewise, Matthew 4:4 remind us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God's mouth. So we can see that the primary food of a Christian community is spiritual. We feed on scripture. We hunger for truth. We gather for teaching and prayers. A community that neglects the word becomes spiritually malnourished. The Bible must be central. The word corrects, strengthens, and guide us. Hallelujah. Concerning physical food, Proverbs 23 warns against gluttony and maybe overindulgence. Discipline and moderation are essential even for the sake of our health. In Matthew 11:19, Jesus was described as eating and drinking with others. This shows that food can also be a means of fellowship. Christian culture encourages gratitude, moderation, and hospitality. Hallelujah. Next, let's reflect on marriage customs as a culture. According to scriptures, I would like us to read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 17. It reads, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Hallelujah. This scripture instructs believers not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Marriage in the Christian community must be in the Lord. Marriage in the Lord, only in the Lord. It must align with faith. Marriage in a Christian community is covenant, sacred, and it should reflect Christ's love. So cultural ceremonies may differ, but godly principles must remain. Purity before marriage, faithfulness within marriage, sacrificial love and submission to Christ, all these things are what we should consider. The Christian community does not redefine marriage according to societal pressure. We uphold biblical traditions. Hallelujah. May God help us that we might be examples to this, example of this, even in the world we live today. Finally, let us consider social norms and values. Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 27, urges believers to conduct themselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Is our life worthy of the gospel? Our behavior must match our confession, because our citizenship is in heaven. Our standards are also higher. According to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, we are called to be examples in word, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Hebrews 13:5 teaches contentment and warns against covetousness. Brothers and sisters, the culture of a Christian community must be visible. It must touch our speech, appearance, worship, appetite, marriages, and social conduct. We are citizens of heaven on earth. Our lives must preach even when our mouths are silent. Amen. May our language carry grace. May our dressing reflect modesty. May our music and dance exalt Christ. May our hunger be for the word of God. May our marriage honor God. May our values reflect heaven. May our culture reflect our identity. And may the world see through our community life that we truly belong to Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for bringing us to the end of the sharing this week. Lord, I pray that which we have heard, may God grant us the grace so that we live worthy of them all, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Shalom.